Well, stick figure here, maybe a monster there. Odds are most of us have been bored enough during a meeting or class to take to doodling in our notebooks. Maybe we even wish those drawings could come to life. Well, that wish turned into an entire business platform for one group of friends. But as the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, those friends soon learned that their dream takes a lot of hard work.
4 years ago, Eric Kleckner was sitting in class at Syracuse University with his friend, Dave Chanel. Not paying attention.
Just drawing in our notebooks instead of taking notes. And we were arguing about whose drawing would win a fight.
The argument didn't end when class did. The pair began working on building a digital battlefield for their hand-drawn creations. That summer, they enrolled in a student business accelerator program called the Student Sandbox with a third friend. This time, they did pay attention. But Chanel says creating a startup was harder than they expected.
So it's kind of funny because when we first started, we thought we were going to launch in 6 months. And then it took 3 years. So I think that was just, you know, a wake-up call to, you know, how hard it really is to make games and start businesses. And the whole process just takes a lot longer than you think it will.
Graphfighters did finally launch about a year ago. The premise is simple. You draw whatever kind of character you want on a piece of paper. I went with a two-headed green monster with a purple belly named Henry Two Heads. Then you snap a picture and upload it to the site. After I spent a few minutes telling the game where my monster's arms and legs were, Henry came to life and was ready to fight one of the 20,000 other creations on Graphfighters. I'm proud to say Henry is currently undefeated. Despite being up and running, there are recurring challenges to creating a startup. Raising money, for one. Graphfighters first tried to raise cash through the online donation site Kickstarter. That fell a little short, but Chanel says then they soon got a present.
And then we got an email a couple months later from a guy who, you know, he said he's from Europe and he'd love to invest, and he signed it Father Christmas. And we thought, we're like, this isn't real. This is spam. You know, like, this, what is this?
It was real. Father Christmas wrote them a check for $200,000, but it wasn't so easy after that.
Then it was reality, and we actually had to raise money and find people and pitch, and that was a whole different world for us. We thought it was just going to come again in an email, but wasn't really work out like that.
There's a point that happens where sort of the reality of the work that's involved sets in.
Donna Harris works for the Startup America Partnership, a foundation-backed group that helps cultivate entrepreneurship across the country. Only half of all startups make it 5 years, according to Startup America. Harris says things like having to constantly raise money can be a challenge for founders. She says one of the best ways for companies to push through that sophomore slump is to be surrounded by other startups.
So that they have people who have more experience than them to know what they should and shouldn't be doing to grow their business.
Graphfighters is doing just that. Not only is their office down the hall from one of the companies they went through the accelerator program with, all the guys are housemates. Graphfighters also plans on growing their business by adding weapons and special moves to purchase for characters. That's because making doodles come to life is exactly what they see themselves doing 5 years from now. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
Support for the Innovation Trail comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can hear more about the reinvention of the upstate New York economy at innovationtrail.org.